had always felt like an outsider before he got clean. Now he has a home group and understands fellowshipping to be a spiritual principle. Sowing the seed. In Israel, we sing at meetings. If it's your turn to get a key tag, we sing a song that has become an NA anthem in Israel. It's a song about a simple guy who doesn't want much. And this guy has made a mistake here and there, but he can see the future and it looks good as long as we all stick together. We sing at every meeting. We go to the European conventions, and everyone knows that the Israelis are the noisiest fellowship. We never stop singing. We also have a count up at every meeting. We start by asking if there's anyone attending this meeting for the first time. Then it goes to 2 weeks. Then it goes to 1 month. Then up to 3 months, and then to 6 months. It can go on and on up to 20 years. We hug all the newcomers who are courageous enough to say, I have 3 days today. We hug you if you have 2 days clean or 2 years clean. We recruit newcomers to do small group tasks. A group may have 12 officers. One newcomer makes the coffee. One brings the cups. The other opens the room and the others close it. In my first 3 months clean, I was the key holder. I didn't actually open the meeting, but I held the key until the trusted servant who opened the meeting came. This was so important to me because it showed that I belonged. Before my early childhood, I had felt like an outsider. In elementary school, I was never invited to parties and I had no friends. I became a real troublemaker. If I couldn't get love, at least I could get attention. At home, I felt as if I was standing in my parents' way. My parents were busy with their careers and did the best they could. I grew up with caregivers who took care of me during the day, and I joined my parents when they returned from work. In high school, I became a DJ and played music in the schoolyard, but that attention wasn't enough. I still wasn't content, and after a year of high school, I dropped out. I spent all my free time at the beach using. I was 15 years old. I had 2 years until mandatory military service. My parents gave up hope, and I spent more time in the streets than at home. On my first day in the Army, I found what I was looking for, drug partners. I had thought that military service would moderate my drug use, but it turned out I used more and different drugs. It didn't take long to realize I wanted out of the military. I went to an Army shrink and told him I was having nightmares. I was so high, I could only mumble, and I was sent to a psychiatric hospital for observation. It was an open hospital, so I received no medication. I was there during the day, and in the afternoons, I left to hang out with my friends to get high. 2 months later, they discharged me. I was free. I took the first flight to Amsterdam. A friend picked me up from the airport, and on the way to his house, he offered me heroin. I told him I didn't do heroin. I only do cocaine. Ironically, a year later, heroin was my favorite drug. I was homeless, no job, no food. But as soon as I put my hands on money, I spent it all on drugs. At night, I went to the marketplace and took leftover food from the garbage. I slept in empty apartments with no heat or water. But I was sure that I was on top of the world. 6 months later, I was back in Tel Aviv selling drugs. I thought that I was an important man. I justified my actions by telling myself that I needed to sell drugs to keep my habit. In recovery, I realized that one of the reasons I sold drugs was to keep people around me. Eventually, I was beaten, lonely, and alienated. I felt like a failure And worst of all, I wasn't ready to stop using. One day, a using friend suggested that we go to an NA meeting. He told me that NA was a group of addicts who meet together to help each other. At that time, there were only 7 NA meetings a week in Israel, and they were all in Tel Aviv. The only reason I went to the first NA meeting with my friend was because I knew that we were going to go out afterwards and buy more drugs. There were 40 or 50 people at that meeting, some of whom I knew. This was the first time in my life I saw junkies who had stopped using. I didn't believe that this was possible. I went to another meeting a few days later, and I saw people laughing and enjoying themselves, but I was not ready to give up. Today, I know that a seed was planted inside of me at those first meetings. I started to believe that there was another way. People used to tell me, "You've got so much potential." I didn't want to hear about going to school, having a steady job, or building a family. I never completed anything. I love NA because it's spiritual, abstract, and endless. We don't measure recovery by our accomplishments. We do the best we can each day. It took me another 10 years of pain and suffering before I was ready to surrender. I lost my friends, and I stopped communicating with my family. I isolated myself to the point of not even answering the phone. I stopped functioning as a dealer. I stopped eating and let my physical hygiene go. I slipped into a long period of deep depression. The only thing I did was stay home and use drugs. There I was, a guy who loved life, loved to party, loved company, suddenly thinking about ending it all. I felt like there was no hope, and that was the biggest shock for me. I went to an NA meeting. It was summer. The room was hot, but I was shivering and wearing a heavy leather coat. There were only 2 other people there, and they were arguing about how to set up the meeting. It almost came to blows. I knew from my previous experience that NA was much more than this incident. Deep inside me, I knew that NA could save my life. Soon people came, and even though I didn't know anybody, I felt like I was among friends. Someone reached out to me, and I joined him in another meeting that night. Those first meetings were very significant. I kept coming back and stayed clean. At some point, I understood that if I wanted to stay clean at this time, I had to make a decision to keep an open mind and to get involved. I really wanted to be a part of the fellowship. Today, I know that fellowshipping is a spiritual principle. During my first years in recovery, I used to go to a meeting in an Arab neighborhood not far from my house. At this meeting, Arab and Israeli members spoke Hebrew and shared about recovery from addiction. When it comes to NA, there are no politics involved. We sit in meetings together, we serve together, we celebrate our recovery together. I chose a home group and committed myself to that group. I took a service commitment. I opened the meeting space, cleaned the floors there, and got it ready for the meeting. Today, I am still a part of that same home group. It is a place where people can find me, and I know that I can find my friends there too. I have a sponsor, and I work the steps, but most importantly, I keep coming back no matter what. Until I got clean, the only job I had was dealing drugs. I worked a few hours, a couple of days a week, and made a lot of money. In recovery, the first job I had was delivering newspapers on my scooter. I was making less in 1 month than I had made in a day dealing drugs. But I delivered the papers, and I used the time for meditation in motion. Today, I work with homeless addicts, and I went back to school to learn how to be better at my job. It is a miracle that this addict has a job helping others. Service taught me to care about other people and respect others. I learned to respect my family, and they see the changes I have made through the program. 6 years ago, I lost my father, and he was ill for a long time. And before he slipped into a coma, I was able to make my amends with him. He told me that I looked good and asked if I was still going to those meetings. He forgave me. I wanted him to get well, but prayed for acceptance of God's will. Then when he died, the pain was so strong I could not stop crying. And seeing my mother hurting as well was devastating. I did not know how I was going to get through this. I called a few NA friends, and within half an hour, I was surrounded with love and support. This was my first experience of handling such severe emotions clean. I was sure I was going to break down, but through prayer and the support I got from my NA friends, the opposite happened. I found the strength and courage to go through the mourning process without using. Not only that, but I found that I was able to be there for my mother while she grieved. This was a humbling experience. When I first got clean, I thought I was giving up so much, my friends, my status, my good times. I even gave up listening to music at first. Now I know that I've received much more in return. I have lots of new friends who are recovering addicts, and I am a respected member of society. I am well appreciated at work, and music is still my passion. Once, when I got fired from a job, I was devastated. I was confused about my higher power's intentions for me. I confronted my sponsor with my lack of faith, and he told me to pray and check God's will for me. The pain and the blow to my ego were too big. The fear of how I would pay the rent was overwhelming. My sponsor told me that God has a better plan for me. Later, after some time had passed, I realized right now how right he was. When I am in pain, I remember that pain is my best teacher. When I have attacks of self-pity, I visualize my higher power looking at me and asking his secretary, give me his file. He looks at the file, smiles, and says to his secretary, this guy doesn't realize all the good things that he's going to get. I am full of hope. I am grateful for everything I have been given. I love you, NA. Thanks for letting me read.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Terry. Now I'd like to introduce our author, Miko S. from Israel.
Whoa. Thank you. My name is Miko and I'm an addict. I am so grateful to be here. Terry, thank you for reading this beautiful story. I always cry when I hear this story, and I'm asking myself, who wrote this story? Wow, man. So I'm coming from Tel Aviv, Israel, and my home group is our primary purpose. Every Sunday, 8 o'clock, I have two friends here who are part of my home group, Asi and Sfania, and maybe there are more, but I don't see. It's so good to be here with you. This meeting is my home group for the last 22 years, 7 months, and I don't know. I was 3 weeks clean when I got there. And this is amazing. You know, this is stability. This is stability for me. This is something that I never had. Another beautiful thing that NA taught me, stability, you know? And I'm so grateful. I'm so happy to be here, you know? However, since that time when I got fired, I was never got fired again. So this is another manifestation of stability. Not only I never got fired again, people appreciate me at work and really appreciate what I do and appreciate all the virtues that I bring with me, but they don't know that I learned everything in NA. I learned what is to follow a primary purpose. I learned what is to be committed in NA. I learned what it is to work together in NA. They think that I'm a great guy, but they don't know that I learned everything in NA through service. I think that key word for me is getting involved. And I say that to newcomers too. You wanna enjoy your recovery, get involved. It took me 10 years. I sit in the chair next near the door, and I was never part of that. I was looking from the outside on the beautiful so-called thing that NA had, but I was never part of it. When I got involved, my recovery started. And until today, I'm still involved. And I really appreciate what are you doing, guys, with this thing, the author and the this event, because it shows how creative we can be. I am also part of a group. I think Yoel is here with me, a group of 5-6 people that we created a series of workshops in Tel Aviv during the pandemic. And we are now going to have our fourth workshop. Every month we try to make a workshop. This is why we need to be creative. And same thing with my recovery, by the way, I say that the disease of addiction learned me. The disease of addiction is learning me. The disease of addiction is like a hitman, okay? A hitman has a target and he's studying his target. Okay, he's waking up in the morning at 9 o'clock, he goes to Starbucks, he stopped for a coffee, then he goes to the gym, then he goes here and he's writing down the road of his target. And when is the right time, boom, he shoot. Same thing with the disease of addiction. The more the disease of addiction knows me, the more easy it is to make me vulnerable and be and suffer. But when I'm creative, it got confused. Get confused because, you know, and that's, I think that we always have to be creative in recovery. Stagnation is bad for recovery. This is my part of my disease is distraction, not being here and now. Part of my disease is being distracted by all kinds of things. People call it all kinds of things, but I think that part of the disease of addiction is also not being able to be here and now. And it's so true. And I could never be here and now, you know? I was always either in the past or in the future. I was not able to enjoy now, the moment. And I remember when I was few months clean, I think I was 9 months clean, and I went to the European Convention in Spain, and the name of the convention in Sitges, it was living here and now. And I understand the concept, but I couldn't really grasp the idea of how can you be here and now, you know? And I remember that my sponsor at that time told me, there's a very simple trick. If you wanna be here and now, write a gratitude list of here and now. A here and now gratitude list. Now I am clean. Now I am in an NA meeting. Now I have the privilege of sharing in an NA meeting. Now I am making new friends because they are looking at me and they are listening to me. Now I am, and this is a very so simple way to live here and now. Today, with more than 22 years, I have others methods to be here and now. Meditation, for example, is a beautiful way. But this simple way of writing a gratitude list of here and now, it's so beautiful. And it puts me here. It puts me here in the present and being able to enjoy and appreciate what I have. And I'm grateful, and I'm still grateful, and I'm probably gonna be grateful, because I don't think that being grateful is something that I have to wait for or await for and just sit down and say, okay, now I'm gonna wait until I'm gonna be grateful. I don't think it's going out, it's going like that. I think that I need to nurture and create the gratefulness inside me. I need to look for that. It's not something that I have to wait until it comes. It's to be proactive. And that's why I can always be grateful. I can always be grateful. I just, it's now 7:30 in Tel Aviv at the evening. And I spent all day with my mom. My mom is 101 years. And she's an amazing woman. She's so beautiful. And part of my 9-step amends is going and stay with her the whole weekend, the whole day. And we had a beautiful day. We watched a movie together, and we had lunch, and we talked, and we hugged. And I try always to say goodbye in such a beautiful manner, because I don't know when it's going to, God forbid, you know, maybe it's the last time I'm going to say goodbye. When you are 100 years clean, you know, everything is just to be grateful for just another day. But it's beautiful that I'm able to do it. I'm able to do it. I'm able to be good with her. This only an addict mother knows how much painful it is to be a mother of an addict. It's so painful. The harm that we made, not because we are bad people, because I'm so self-centered and I don't care about nobody. And my addiction took me to a place when I never thought about nobody. I just thought about how I'm gonna get more drugs. So being able to go to her today and stay with her all day and have fun and laugh and make her laugh. This is amazing. She's okay, she's great, she's lucid, she's sharp. She knows all our numbers by heart. And she has a computer, she plays with the computer. Her body is struggling, you know, everything is hard, but the rest is fantastic. So I'm so grateful to have this opportunity to do it. I speak with friends and they tell me, you know, it's so beautiful that you are able to do that, because you're gonna appreciate it one day. My home group is in a bomb shelter. Usually most of the meetings are in Israel are in bomb shelters. If you want, you are welcome to come. The safest place on earth. And but now most of meetings are online. And this changed everything, you know. This changed the way we do service, the culture, the service culture change also. And it's beautiful in one way, because I can be here with you and I can travel all over the world. And I am doing that. I'm going to New Jersey for the last 9 months, every weekend. I'm going to meetings in Malaysia. I'm going to meetings all over the world when I can, you know. I think I'm making more meetings today than I used to do before, because it's so convenient. But I think that we are facing a beautiful change, and it's for the best. I know that it's for the best. We're learning, because I know changes as much as I fear them, and as much as I contradict them, they're always for the best. If you look back, it's always for the best. All the changes I did in my life, even if it was forced on me or I decided to do it, it was always for the best, because I'm in a care of. I know that I'm in a care of. I know that. And I have so many examples and stories to tell you how God is taking care of this addict so many many times. It's unbelievable. One day I flew from United States to Israel and I had to stop in Amsterdam for one night. And Amsterdam, as you know from my story, is a place that I don't want to be there when I'm clean. It's risky. I was 2 years and a half or 3 years clean and I scared to death and I didn't have where to stay and I didn't have enough money to pay for a hotel. And I was planning to stay all night in the airport. And then I had an idea. I think it was a gut shot. And the idea was call Netherlands NA hotline. And I called the hotline and a guy answered and I said, hey man, do you know if there's a meeting today? I would like to go to a meeting. And I don't have where to stay. Can anybody help me with that? He said, listen, I live in street this and this. Come here, take a taxi, come here. I'm going for the weekend. I'm gonna give you the key. I took a taxi, I went to his house. I don't know this guy. I never met him. He gave me the key. He said, I put new sheets on the bed. I'm sorry, the fridge is empty. When you go, please leave the key in the mailbox. He gave me a hug and he left. This is unbelievable. And I can tell you more stories like that. This amazing thing that we are together, that we are recovering together, that we are fellowship, one addict helping another, it's beyond one addict helping another, giving a hug and a meeting and giving my phone number. It can be much more than that. And it's so beautiful, you know? I have so many stories like that. It's unbelievable. And God takes care of me, you know. I know that I'm here. I'm the unity of NA is here. The spiritual principles of NA is here. The spiritual principles are my beacon, you know. I follow them. It's not that I don't have moments when I want to, you know, but basically I have a track and I follow that track and I'm going the way. And I know that so long as I follow that way, I have nothing to fear. It's true. It's so beautiful, you know, and it's good to be here and see some friends. Thank you for coming, my beautiful friends, you know. It's so amazing that, you know, I never had friendship like that. I never, and I'm talking, I did have friends, but I never had friends like I have in NA, you know? When I came to NA, one of the things that really scared me is the fact that I'm gonna lose all my using buddies. And I was so scared, you know? And I'm telling that to you, the newcomer, you know? I was so scared. I said, how am I gonna lose all those beautiful friends? Some of them were just piece of shit, you know? They just wanted my drugs and my prestige or the people I knew. But there were some nice people that I really loved and I cared and I really loved to hang out with them. Although drug was the major thing that bind us, but still, they were good people, and I was afraid of losing them. And I remember, I think I was 5 or 4 months clean, and I said to myself, okay, I'm changing the concept. I'm changing the wording. The wording is, I'm not gonna lose those friends. I'm just giving them up. I just gave them up, and slowly, slowly, my phone got full with members, NA members, that I was able to make friendship that is unbelievable. I did service with Monica, you know, for years. And I know that whenever I meet her, we are friends, we can hang out together, we can joke, we can have fun, you know, because fellowship, the disease of addiction is a disease that separates you and isolates you. Recovery is something that binds us together and brings us together to a point. It's up to you. How much you want to go, it's up to you. And I am somebody who is very afraid of intimacy, but I think I'm doing okay, you know? I'm really afraid of intimacy, but I'm learning how to be able to be close friend to somebody and to be there when you need me. And this is thing that I learned, to be committed, to be to have goodwill. Goodwill, I think that goodwill, that's why it's the basic of our symbol. Everything starts with goodwill. Everything. Love starts with goodwill. Compassion starts with goodwill. Giving, goodwill. Being able to be considerate of somebody else, goodwill. Everything. It's the main spiritual principle. Goodwill, everything. When I start something with goodwill, everything is okay. This is just amazing, you know? And I'm gonna end up here. I'm just gonna say that I love you very much. I love NA, and I love the fact that I'm in love with NA. And if something a little bit get wrong with my relationship, with my love relationship with NA, I have to remind myself that I can always fall in love again, you know? I can always fall in love with this fellowship, with this program. This program never failed me. The fellowship, you know, sometimes it's human being, you know, it's, we do mistakes, but the program is just perfect. And thank you for having me. Thank you for listening. Thank you for all the love and the smiles. It's good to be here. Thank you for the organizations. You are amazing people. I love you very much. Thanks, guys.